This is The Power in a Name, written by Chancy Lurking, read by Mistborn Hero, a All for the Game podfic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Neil Justin, Andrew Miniard, told through the point of view of Mary Hadford. It is tagged for Alternate Universe Fantasy. Fae and Fairies, Nathan Wesninski's Bad Parenting, Implied Referenced Child Abuse, Motherhood, Point of View Outsider. Summary. Mary observes her son's evolution. The Wesninskis are never referred to by name, not given ones anyway. To be identified as a group is to be known by your strength. To be singled out is to be controlled. Mary Hadford had not known this, never had many dealings with the Fae until she stepped into a ring of mushrooms to unite their families. She gave the butcher her name when he asked. She doesn't allow her son to make this mistake. Her son is called Nathaniel because there is also strength in being known by the name of someone much stronger than you. It also steals the last of Mary's teeth, her ability to protect him from anything. Whatever she may feel for the butcher, however much she may not have wanted to be a mother, she won't curse her son's name. It is her own fault that she loses him. She teaches him too well in an attempt to make herself love him. When he is young, he is the spitting image of his father, but she doesn't spit in his face. She calls him Abram, and tells him never to tell a soul. He is little and sweet, bruises like a little sweet thing, but he does what she tells him. Maybe forcing a new name onto a fae child is its own kind of magic, unique to humans or mothers, because he learns to do it himself while she isn't watching. Her son is called Nathaniel, Junior by his father, and should not be able to resist those ties, and yet, with blood in his mouth and iron burning around his neck, he does what she has never been able to do. He tears a hole in the veil, scrambles out like an animal through an open door. Mary hates him for it, really. But she won't curse her son's name, even though she knows it. Maybe it is the magic of mothers that allows her to watch her son's evolution through the veil, if she pleads for it. Blood is all she has, so she uses it. Alex's hair is shorn to his skull, his eyes a stormy grey. He doesn't speak. Chris is a blonde, with his mother's hatred of mushrooms and open spaces. Stefan only speaks French, the southern kind, and keeps his hair shaggy and brown. Neil is a street kid with a Baltimore accent who jumps at shadows and somehow still smiles like a con man. Mary likes this son the least. He has forgotten himself. This son has the breath knocked from his lungs by a blood hunter, but doesn't run, the fool. He lets himself get trapped in this man's orbit, indebts himself to his clan. He whispers every name he's ever had against his lips, like Mary's efforts meant nothing to him. Abram. The man calls him, and it feels like a betrayal because it is not wholly true anymore. He's made a new species of himself. She has never known a Neil. Mary's son is named Nathaniel. She doesn't know what happened to him. The end. Thank you for listening.